Animal rights advocates and journalists are moving ahead with challenges to what are called ag gag laws, laws that prohibit the filming of livestock operations to uncover possible abuses. Last week, a federal judge ruled that one such law in Idaho may be an unconstitutional restriction on free speech. In the meantime, in an attempt to get around these laws, activists are employing another weapon to carry out their whistleblower campaigns, drones. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Harvest Public Media's Peggy Lowe reports from Kansas City.
A video opens with a long shot of some beautiful snow-covered mountains. In the foreground is a large red building with white vapor rising from its side. The two people shooting the cell phone video see what appears to be a lame cow being picked up outside the slaughterhouse.
Oh, my God.
It's a cow.
He's alive,
on that bulldozer.
Yes, he's alive.
The video was produced by Amy Meyer. She was documenting alleged animal abuse outside a Utah slaughterhouse last year. Meyer is the first person in the U.S. prosecuted under a new law that bars recording a livestock operation while trespassing or going undercover. Meyer wasn't so undercover. The meat plant owner pulls up while she continues to videotape it.
I'm asking you to stop. Now I'll leave and call the cops and have them do that for me.
All right, I am on public property.
Meyer's case has focused a spotlight on the new so-called ag gag laws. Critics say the rules are aimed at silencing whistleblowers who try to expose abuses at slaughterhouses and livestock operations. And one of them is fighting back.
Hi, my name is Will Potter. I'm an independent journalist based in Washington, D.C., and I want to talk to you about a new project I'm really excited about.
Enter Will Potter with a video of his own. This is from his Kickstarter campaign. He's raised $75,000 for Drone on the Farm, a project aimed at flying cameras over large industrialized operations to document potential abuses. Potter says using drones to do that is not restricted by ag gag laws.
These laws are meant to keep consumers in the dark. So the obvious question is, what is Big Ag trying to hide?
I've met Mr. Potter on several occasions.
That's Emily Meredith, a spokeswoman for the Animal Ag Alliance, a coalition of farm and commodity groups like the pork producers and the cattlemen.
I think he's really seen that this space of criticizing the food and agriculture industry is a very trendy space to be in, and I think he's really hitched his wagon to that.
Meredith says the laws act as a deterrent to activists who she calls the detractor community, people who use deceptive practices to spread misinformation. She's also not a fan of the term ag gag.
You know, I think that the farm protection legislation and different bills that have been introduced, it's trying to give farmers who have been victimized by these groups some sort of recourse, some sort of protection against kind of their deceptive tactics.
Chuck Jolly, president of the Meat Industry Hall of Fame, doesn't like the law either, but for a different reason. He says he understands why livestock producers are defensive, but he calls the ag gag laws counterproductive.
What you're really doing is handing an issue to the anti-ag people and saying, yeah, I've got something to hide and I need laws to protect me.
Jolly suggests opening up the slaughterhouses, letting consumers go through and learning what the process really looks like. That way, he says, people can make decisions about what to eat based on the facts, not fear.
Having been in most of those plants, there's some stuff that, you know, soft-hearted people won't want to see, but at the same time, that's real life. That's how meat gets put on the table, and people need to understand that.
You're free to leave. I'm going to screen charges of criminal trespass on you because one of our...
Ultimately, the charges against Amy Meyer were dropped after a prosecutor found evidence that showed she was legally standing on public property while taping the slaughterhouse. Angry internet commenters call activists like Meyer terrorists. Jolly takes a lighter tone, offering them some advice. They might not want to fly their drones over farm country during duck hunting season. Some farmers, he says, may mistake it for meat. For Here and Now, I'm Peggy Lowe.
And Peggy's story came to us from Harvest Public Media, a public radio reporting project that focuses on agriculture and food production issues.
Okay.